Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a Reaction Monday, presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Yes, I do. I do expect them to be back. I mean, I think that, you know, we'll meet with all the staff members, you know, one by one and see where we're at. But yeah, I do anticipate him being back.
All right, Bill O'Brien anticipates Romeo Crennel will be back. I doubt that will be the case. There's a lot of blame to go around. I think Bill O'Brien is front and center on it. And honestly, this might not be a popular opinion, but I'm giving Romeo Crennel somewhat of a pass. I get that you're frustrated that the Texans were running man and Pat Mahomes was running the rock and doing his thing. He's the best quarterback in the league against zone as well. I mean, you have no pass rush. Mm-hmm. Whitney Merciless was missing in action. J.J. Watt's got one arm. You got cornerbacks. One of them's about 73 years old. Shout out to Jonathan Joseph. If this is the end of his tenure with the Texans, I mean, you had a longer career than most people could anticipate. You got two guys, Gary and Conley and Hargraves, who bad teams didn't even want. And you got a rookie in Lonnie Johnson out there trying to guard Travis Kelce. And we saw how that went. So I get that the defense wasn't great, but the strength of this team is the offense, and the Texans' offense was not ready for a shootout. They got a block punt. They got a six-yard drive. And other than that, they were not ready for a shootout. So I don't think Romeo had much to work with. The offense did have a lot to work with, and I think that's the bigger problem. Romeo 72. He's gone. That's fine. Maybe you can bolster the defense, but I'm really not as hard on Romeo as most people are.
Where did Bill O'Brien? This is the answer to the question. Because anytime you give up 51 points, yeah, there's a problem on defense. All right. So I'm not saying what you're saying is no problem. What you're saying is there were a lot of issues that led to that. The biggest of which was Patrick Mahomes being a badass.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, and Travis Kelce. Sure. God bless Lonnie Johnson, man. It got hard to watch. It got hard to watch. Travis Kelce was just fleecing Lonnie Johnson every snap. So you give them credit, number one. Obviously, the things you mentioned are true as well. J.J. Watt was gassed and wasn't nearly the same player he was in the second half last week. They had other issues. You went through them all. But here's the biggest issue. Where did Bill O'Brien, William O'Brien, as the morning show says, the general manager, allocate almost all his resources this offseason and into the season?
Offense.
It's offense. So I'm not going to sit here and say Romeo was off the hook because the defense was bad. Anytime, as I mentioned, you score that, give up that many, it's bad. But there were a lot of reasons for that. And Romeo should have helped Lonnie Johnson. It got hard to watch because it was hard to watch. He should have helped him.
They missed Deshaun Gibson yesterday,
yeah,
big time.
He should have been better. The defense should have been better. But you have to recognize everything, almost every decision that, in fact, he hurt the defense. He let Clowney go. You know, every decision he made was to bolster the offense, and by default hurts the defense. So, of course, that's going to happen.
And, I mean, there's people on the text line saying, why do you give Romeo a free pass and X amount
it's
of possessions
scored?
It's not a free pass. Mm-hmm. It's you got to judge teams. You got to judge units based on the talent, okay? When you fake a punt and you give the best offense in the NFL the ball around the 30, they're going to score. When DeAndre Carter fumbles and you give them a short field, they're going to score. When you get rid of players like Jadeveon Clowney for Jacob Martin, and by the way, if yesterday wasn't a prime example of why Jacob Martin didn't Clowney, then there it is. Yeah. That's going to happen. When you have the defense, what do you expect from them? Like, what do you want to do? You want to just tell me to send a blitz? Okay, let's send a blitz. Let's just leave someone one-on-one with Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, or Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Do you want to run a zone? Well, you're not generating a pass rush, and Pat Mahomes is best against the zone. We expected the Chiefs to score, okay? We gave them 14 free points, one by being a dummy and going and running a fake punt. And the other one by being so loyal to DeAndre Carter that it finally backfires on you. So, yeah, did you really not expect the Chiefs to score yesterday? Of course you did. But I didn't expect the Texans to score 7 points after getting off to a 24-0 lead, which, by the way, was because of special teams and a couple plays on special teams.
And I predicted, you know, Friday, on one of my Friday future trippings, was double the score from the Buffalo game, and you're in the ballpark of what this is going to end up being. You know, it was 22-19, I believe, Buffalo, something like that. So double those scores, and that's the we expected a shootout, and you got it. The offense did not hold up its end of the bargain a lot more than the defense, I feel.
And I think Romeo needs to be gone, but I'm just saying.
Romeo, he's going to retire.
He's gone.
It'll be a soft landing like Rick Smith.
Romeo's gone. You're going to have to you're going to have to improve, but I think you're going to have to improve your offense as well. But I just don't really know. I don't think you could dig up Vince Lombardi and expect the defense to look good. You just don't have a lot of talent there, and your best player's out there in one with one arm.
Especially
so
when every
Romeo's
decision you
gone,
make is for the offense.
VOB's gone. I want to ask you this, John. The OG John Lopez on Reaction Monday. Do you think that Bill O'Brien can recover from this loss? The way this went down, the opportunity that was in front of you, the 24-point lead, the fake punt, the unwillingness to go for it on fourth and one, the looking lost in the fourth quarter with 12 minutes remaining, and Deshaun Watson having to talk you into going for it in Chiefs territory. You think B.O.B. can recover from this?
Given his reputation and his history and the fact that he repeatedly – is making the same mistakes and now it's exposed? No. And I mean that in this way. I think the city of Houston, even the casual fans who are like, why are they talking about Bill O'Brien so much? You know, even the twice a year fans that happen to go to a Texans game, but they like sports and they're not big Texans fans. They understand from the casual fan to the hardcore fan, Bill O'Brien's reputation in this city, his history in this city, the moves that he's made, the decisions he's made that have hurt this team are too far out. They're too far gone. I don't think in terms of public opinion, he can recover from this.
You suck too, right? You suck too.
Well, and there's that.
You suck too.
I mean, you accidentally hit that button, Figgy, but I think that's a factor. You know, people are seeing every side of Bill O'Brien and they're not liking what they're seeing. In terms of the public opinion, I don't think Bill O'Brien can recover from this.
713-572-4610. Let's go to the loopholes. It is Reaction Monday. Let's go to Jared. Jared, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Man, everybody down to the water boy got to go. I wanted to call and say, oh, I'm a big loophole, but I got to get to it. Give me 20 seconds, man.
Hit it.
Bill O'Brien, the play caller and the GM, cost us yesterday. Yesterday, as a fan, I've seen my life as a fan as snapshotted. The man, as a general manager, okay, you give away Clowney for what? When you could have gave away a fifth-round pick for Marcus Peters? Okay, that third-round pick you gave for Conley? Let me be Chris Harris Jr. And then we can sit there and we can play some one-on-one. We can play some defense. We can get some pressure with the almost pressure that Clowney gets. But Romeo get 9 sacks out of him a year. We didn't wait for nothing. And it's just like, I'm seeing as good as Foe is. To me, he number two. And I feel like he had to play crippled, man. Like, he didn't even have a shot because of Billy O. That's just it. He has to go. Everybody down to the water, boy. You got to hit the reset button because as good as he is, we're going to watch his prime go away. We're going to be like, damn, what could have been.
Talking about Deshaun Watson's prime, I don't know. They seemed pretty hydrated yesterday. The water boy can stay. Water boy can stay. Let's go to PJ in Spring. PJ, you're on In the Loop. I'm Reaction Monday. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, PJ, we got to be ready. It's Reaction Monday. Rodney, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Say, man, as a Texan, a diehard Texan fan, man, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, man. We got to get rid of Bill O'Brien, bro. We got to. He's a horrible coach, and he's just as worse as a GM. He's traded away all of our draft picks and still hasn't made the team any better. And if we don't get rid of him, we're going to waste away Deshaun Watson.
Here's the thing. I agree with you. I think it's more talented. And that's the most revealing thing about Bill O'Brien, the coach, the decision maker. Is the fact that this is an incredibly talented team, mostly on offense now because of the injuries and such. But I think, by and large, this is a much more talented team than Bill O'Brien's ever had, and he's still making the same blunders. And that, to me, is the biggest evidence against it.
Let's go to Tyrone. Tyrone, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, let me tell y'all, just when I couldn't be more upset with Bill O'Brien after he coached and had that team prepared for that game, he steps to the podium and says, hold my beer, and makes it just even worse. And I want to know, when are we going to get some kind of statement from Cal McNair, some kind of press conference from him to justify this mess that we got going on, this dumpster fire that Bill O'Brien has running around Texas right now.
Tyrone, man, I mean, we've gotten a lot of texts today, and loopholes are on point. We always appreciate the contribution. A lot of people say they want to hear from Cal, but my question
is... I'll go with the statement again. I stand by the statement that Cal made.
But my question is why? Like, what do you think he's going to say? I mean, would you rather hear from Cal and him basically just confirm your beliefs that Bill O'Brien's going to be here forever, or do you just want to hear from him just to hear from him?
I'd like to ask, if I had the opportunity to ask Cal, and he listens, so maybe he'll call in, a question, it would be this. It would be my based on what? So John McClain believes that you are not going to fire Bill O'Brien after 6 years.
Would you?
Well, hold on. Let me finish this whole scenario for you. Bill O'Brien says, John McClain says that you are not considering firing Bill O'Brien. Number one, is that true? Number two, based on what? What has he showed you in year six that is any different from year one? Because it's more talented, but they're still doing the same damn things they did in year one. That's a simple question. I think Cal would answer that. I'd love to ask him.
I mean, what would he say?
I don't know.
I mean, I just go
based
ahead.
Based on what?
Go ahead and work in Texans PR. I'm going to give you a Texans PR job. What would you say? If you were advising Cal, what would you say?
I want Cal to be honest. Based on why? Why?
What if he can't answer that question?
Well, then there's a bigger issue, right? You know, if you're saying...
The issue is there. Like, we know what the issue is.
If you're saying on one hand, we're happy with Bill O'Brien and where the direction of this organization is headed, this football team is headed. The other hand has to be why? Why are you happy? What has he done that proves to you that he can get you where, oh, by the way, some very young quarterbacks that have done more with in their short careers than your quarterback has done is in his. Let's talk about what the quarterback guru has done compared to what they've done.
Nobody thinks he's a QB guru anymore.
Well, okay.
That's been done for about 5 years.
Let's talk about the peers. The peers of Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson's great. But what has Bill O'Brien really done? Lamar Jackson, MVP, right? Patrick Mahomes, MVP, AFC Championship, probably going to the Super Bowl. I mean, AFC Championship game, probably going to Super Bowl. Jared Goff, what's he done? He's gone to Super Bowl. So based on what is my question to Cal if I get that opportunity?
And I mean, and all three teams in the AFC South, not named the Texans, have been to the AFC Championship in the last 6 years. Texans have never been, but in the last 6 years – three of the four have been there. It's a hard pill to swallow, but does something need to change? Reaction Monday is going to continue in just a sec. Bill O'Brien, we're going to hear from him in about an hour and 15 minutes, but keep him coming. 713-572-4610. It's not the ideal situation. We thought that we were going to be looking ahead to the biggest game in the history of Houston football, but it all came tumbling down. We'll get more into it next.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Reaction Monday, presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, keep them going. 713-572-4610. Texans collapse against the Kansas City Chiefs. The opportunity was on a platter. You were going to host a championship game in Houston against the old Oilers at NRG. First AFC championship appearance in Texans history. It was right there for you, and you wet the bed. You settle for a field goal, you fake a punt, and then from there, it was church. So here we are reacting to a heartbreaking loss and yet another disappointing end to the Bill O'Brien era. As, by the way, all three teams in this division since B.O.B.'s been head coach have been to the AFC Championship. So congrats to the Tennessee Titans. John Lopez, your biggest takeaway before we hear from the loopholes.
My biggest takeaway is you can't get there from here with Bill O'Brien. You know what I mean? You're on the road. You know what the destination is. You pull over. You ask the guy at the gas station, how do you get to so-and-so? He tells you, oh, you got Bill O'Brien?
Well, just use the Apple Maps. It would be my thing.
You can't. Apple Maps says you can't get there from here. And the reason is you know the results. You've read the book six times. This is 6 years in. You're going into your seventh year. And he's sitting there talking about division titles. He's standing there talking about we're headed in the right direction. You're not. You got better players, but you're not headed in the right direction. You're making, and this is the biggest thing. This sealed it for me. You know, my opinion is done. And you asked the question in the last segment, can Bill O'Brien recover from this in terms of public perception and what fans think of him? And my answer was no. And my answer myself is no, because he's making the same. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat this. Boneheaded decisions he's always made. And if you can't learn from those going into, you know, after 6 years, you're not going to learn. Somebody said, well, why shouldn't John Harbaugh get fired? Because, they lost at home.
Come on, dude.
John Harbaugh and Bill O'Brien is like comparing apples and Volkswagens. John Harbaugh has built up so much more equity than Bill O'Brien. He's been to the biggest games, and Bill O'Brien has not. He's done it with multiple different players. He did it with Joe freaking Flacco. Don't say that. Why aren't they talking about John Harbaugh getting fired? Because John Harbaugh can coach circles around Bill O'Brien. That's why.
This is the thing, John. In this division, three teams have been to the AFC Championship the last 6 years. In this division, two teams have been in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't been. And we talk about year-to-year league. We talk about breaks. Look at everything that went the Texans' way for Bill O'Brien. It was laid out on a platter.
You couldn't have drawn it up any better.
Andrew Luck. We're talking about Colts being a Super Bowl pick. Arguably the best player in this division, maybe the best quarterback, Andrew Luck, who ended your season last year, retires a couple weeks before the season. Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville. He winds his way out of town. Lost season for them. You get to make all these moves that any coach would kill for. If you told any coach you can trade two first-round picks, a second-round pick, a third-round pick to improve your side of the rock on offense, and, oh, mm-hmm. by the way, you can draft two offensive linemen in the draft, they would be giddy as hell for it. You did that. Then the Tennessee Titans win, and it's laid out on a platter to where you can go out there, win, and get to the AFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And you go out there, you get a 24-point lead. You get a block punt. You get a 5-yard field or 6-yard field, whatever it is. We go up 24-0. And when you're up 21-0 at the 14-yard line, despite the fact the last time you were in that stadium, you iced it with a 4th-and-2 when you could have easily kicked a field goal. You decide that you're going to play scared and you're going to play conservative and you decide to kick the field goal. I was fine with it. But I did not know that right after that, when you were up 24-7, you were going to fake a punt in your own territory and just completely suck the life out of your football team, put some life in the Kansas City Chiefs, and they never looked back. I was not surprised that the game went the way it did after that fake punt. It was one of the worst decisions that I've seen in a long time, and it was just a pure reflection of what Bill O'Brien is in big situations. And, oh, by the way, the icing on the cake, 4th-and-4 from Kansas City territory, down 17, and you are going to punt, and your quarterback, mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson, has to go out there and explain to you that if you punt, this game's over and you have no hope. It was the worst coaching performance I've seen in a long time. But I got to say, John, as pissed off as I am, mm-hmm. as angry as I am, we'll hear from the loopholes in a sec, 713-572-4610. If you listen, you are a loophole.
Yeah, call in.
I can't say I'm surprised, and that's what's more frustrating about it.
Well, let's play the infomercial here. What if I told you, and you're Bill O'Brien, what if I told you your biggest competition in the division would either retire or crater? What if I told you that the biggest competition in the next round was going to get beat by a team you've beaten on the road in the Tennessee Titans? You know, but wait, there's more. What if I told you you're going to have a 24-0 lead and a chance to come home to play for an AFC Championship game, and you still blew it? I think he can't recover from that. At least in terms of public perception. And I mean, he's going to have.
I don't care about public perception. The thing that I just don't think he can recover from is because public perception obviously doesn't matter, because the approval rating of Bill O'Brien, like if Cal McNair put on a disguise like that show Undercover Boss and he went out to the parking lot and tailgated like we do all the time and talked to the fans of all different types of fans, all ages, everything, I think he would realize that public perception is Bill O'Brien's not very popular in this town.
No, he knows he's not well liked.
But what does it matter?
No.
Where I feel helpless, John. I don't care about public perception. He's just not good enough to take you where you want to go.
I totally agree
He's
with you.
He's just not good enough to take you where you want to go.
That's been my whole sort of theme of the day. You can't get there with here from can't get there.
That's just how I feel
from here with him. But here's the thing. The reason I said he's lost the fans, you know, what's the next thing he's going to lose? The locker room. If he hadn't lost in some circles already. Because this is not
Deshaun Watson said he's going to play hard for him, okay. But what do you expect him to say?
Yeah, what do you expect? And here's the other kind of a little dirty little secret. That people, you just kind of hear rumblings, you know, it's not like any story or anything. I find it hard to believe, based on things I'm hearing, that he's even well-liked in that building just by and large, just in general.
Okay, now you're talking to me. Keep talking to me.
I'm saying the next thing that would stand to reason is you're going to lose the locker room. And once you lose the locker room, you're gone. Here's the other point. All right, so let's say we rewind this thing for the seventh time, you know, 2020 season. Here we go. Everything falls in their place.
Good to great.
We're excited. They're going to take the next step. The almost team is not going to be the almost team ever again.
Welcome to Texans training camp on Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, they go 12-4. They get a home field game. They beat the whoever's, you know, somebody comes out of nowhere, Denver Broncos. All right. They beat the Denver Broncos at home.
I like where we're going.
And they go to Baltimore.
I like where we're going.
And they go to Baltimore the next week.
Yes. Let's get there. Let's get to that AFC championship, baby.
Yeah. What are people in this city thinking?
What do you think they're thinking? Here we go again.
713-572-4610.
Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Guys, couldn't agree with you more. This guy constantly gets out-coached. If my job, I lead men that get paid well for it, and I continue to underperform, I'm out of there. This guy constantly gets out-coached, even by coaches that's been in the league fewer years than he has. How in the world you going to have, in the fourth period of the game, guys just walking up to the line, no urgency. You still have a chance in this game. You still have a chance. No urgency. You couldn't bring your men to the sideline, get in their head like a good coach supposed to do, get them back out there. Guys, we can win this game. We can win this game. Nothing. He looked completely lost. I am sick of this constantly happening to us. We have a good team.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, man. And the thing is, it is frustrating that do they not practice up tempo? Because Bill O'Brien has said, he's on record, we've played the audio, that they're better up tempo. But when they're down 17 points, they're not even running it. They're having to huddle up. Deshaun's walking to the line. Like, have they never practiced this? Now, and some people are saying, well, maybe Deshaun just can't do it. He did it at Clemson.
No, come on now.
I mean, he did it at Clemson. Like, I don't think Deshaun Watson's not a smart football player. Like, but for some reason, I think Deshaun Watson's a very smart guy. For some reason, they do not know how to run a no-huddle offense even when they're down 17. And who's in charge of the offense?
That would be your head coach.
Come on, man. Like, come on. They didn't even finish top 10 in offense this year. I mean, they have Deshaun Watson. They have all these receivers, and they invested all this in the offensive line. They didn't finish top 10 in offense, and their statistics were pretty much the same and worse in some categories. Come on, man. Like, what is going on here? What are we really doing? What is the next step? Like, some change has to be made, and I'm telling you this right now. I think Romeo Crennel did not have much to work with, but I don't think he deserves a free pass, okay? I think Romeo, 72 years old, he's done, but I'm just saying this.
Yeah.
Don't sell me on Romeo Crennel being the change that's going to take this to the next step, because there aren't very many defensive coordinators that could succeed with what he's been given to work with. So if you're talking about a change, if you're going to talk about accountability, don't blow smoke up
and where you're putting assets
and sit there and say Romeo Crennel's gone, so all is well now. Okay.
Right.
I don't want to hear that, because I think they need a new offensive coordinator. I think they need a new defensive coordinator. Just don't blow the smoke up there, please.
Right.
I'm not in the mood.
Totally with you.
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. Reaction Monday. We'll keep the calls coming. 713-572-4610. Could I interest you in a stat?
Yes, sir. You know, by the way, I had somebody at the grocery store tell me that. Like, no lie. yesterday after I did the show with Murph and Trap, I went down. I was going to hang out with my boys for a little bit. Went to the grocery store, and somebody like right behind me goes, Lopez, can I interest you in a stat?
Shout out to all the loopholes.
Dang
shout
right.
out to all the loopholes. But speaking of that stat, Mike Vrabel, second year head coach for the Tennessee Titans, former defensive coordinator for your Houston Texans. He already has more playoff wins than Bill O'Brien, and he's already taken the Titans somewhere where the Texans have never been. Reaction Monday continues next. All right, Texans up 24-0, end up losing 51-31. First team in NFL history to lose a playoff game by 20 after leading by 20. Golden opportunity in front of them. Defensive tackle DJ Reader on what went wrong.
DJ, what is we sit there and watch the momentum shift, but what did it feel like on the field?
What's that same thing it feels like when you watch it. Football, you've been watching it for years, right? That's how it feels. That's how it goes.
The answer is not very good. 713-572-4610. Biggest takeaway from John Lopez so far is that this is the ceiling for Bill O'Brien. It doesn't get any better for the Texans with Bill O'Brien. I'm pissed off at not only what he showed us in the game, but what he showed us at the podium. We'll hear from B.O.B. at the podium at 12:30. Let's keep the lines open. Shout out to the loopholes. Keep bringing it. Don't ask us how we're doing because we're doing freaking awful, okay? 713-572-4610. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, you're on In the Loop. I'm Reaction Monday. Go.
Hey, morning, gentlemen. I'm going to tell you the number one reason why Bill O'Brien is going nowhere right now. It looked no further than Nick Casario. You saw how much Cal went after Casario last year. You know Cal wants him. There is no way on earth Cal's going to fire Bill O'Brien right now before we get Casario and still hope to get Casario.
Okay, let me ask you this. I agree with what you're saying, Eddie, but let me just throw this out there because there's a lot of people who want Bill O'Brien gone. Nick Casario actually played college ball with Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels wants to be an NFL coach. So I don't necessarily know that, you know, if you did get rid of Bill O'Brien, if you hire Josh McDaniels, I think that makes it even more appealing for Casario, just based on that line of thinking. But I'm with you. I don't think he's going to get fired.
Right. And that's something that, and also another reason is, too, your star quarterback, who you have yet to sign to a new deal, is right now he's on board with O'Brien. Those are your two reasons. Look no further. Once we sign Watson to a new deal, and then once we get Casario on board, then you look at firing O'Brien. Right now, I think O'Brien has next year to make an AFC championship game. Period. End of story. That's it. If he does,
there you go.
Okay, but here's the thing. And
appreciate the call,
that
man.
Last part, I said it the other day. That's another part of the issue. You know, hey, one day at a time, one game. We're just trying to beat the team ahead of us. And that's all fine the week of a game. But how about some standards of where you belong as an organization? You know, where you expect to be as an organization. I totally agree with you on that.
Well, the other thing is this. I don't care what Deshaun Watson says about Bill O'Brien. Okay, because Baker Mayfield wanted to hire Freddie Kitchens, and they brought in Freddie Kitchens, and that was a disaster. Coaches, like Chuck Pagano, when he was in Indianapolis, Andrew Luck never came out and said, this guy sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't expect Deshaun Watson to come out and say that about Bill O'Brien. So I don't think coaches should be in charge, or players should be in charge of hiring coaches. That might be the way it is, but to me, when Deshaun Watson says, and really he just said he's going to play hard is for Bill O'Brien. I think Deshaun Watson would play hard for anybody. But what do you really expect Deshaun to say there? So if that's your reasoning, I think there's tangible proof around the league that that's a bad way to
and
reason.
And let me ask you this. We're going to get back to the phones. I think the listeners, this is your day as much as anybody. 713-572-4610. And we're reading your texts at that same number as well. I've just come to the conclusion. I mean, I'm just defeated on this in terms of expectations, I just say it's not. You're not going to get any more than this. This is the ceiling. You can't expect any more than what you've gotten to this point, time and time again with Bill O'Brien. Tell me how I'm wrong if you believe it.
I mean, he's the Doug Collins to if Deshaun Watson's Michael Jordan. I forgot who made the analogy, but Bill O'Brien is the Doug Collins.
Well, I'm saying if anybody out there says, oh, no, next year it's really going to happen, guys.
Okay.
Based on what?
Based on what?
And don't say Deshaun Watson. We all know how great Deshaun Watson is. Deshaun Watson was great last year, and he was great this year, and they still haven't gotten any further. So I'm saying, you know, outside, okay, yeah, he's going to be a factor, But can the head coach get him beyond this?
Sometimes you have to think forward, and you have to just quit assuming that the best is yet to come. I'll give you an example.
Right.
This Kansas City Chiefs team, this Chiefs team that we're talking about, the Texans couldn't go to Kansas City and win, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Titans, a few years ago, they went to Kansas City and they won a playoff game. They fired their coach after and they hired Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
And you know what's happened? They're in the AFC Championship 2 years later. So just getting to the playoffs wasn't enough for them. And, oh, by the way, they won a playoff game, just like the Texans did.
Mm-hmm.
Fired their coach and realized that the ceiling had been met with Mike Mularkey. And they made that decision. So if the Tennessee Titans can do it, who, by the way, will be on your TV screen here in Houston. Oh. You'll be watching them. If they can do it, why can't the Texans be forward-thinking? 713-572-4610. Let's go to Kirk. Kirk, you're on In the Loop on Reaction Monday. Go.
I hope you give me enough time to say this, but it seems like to me I've never seen the owner since now take the field and seem like he cares. It seems like it's become more of a corporation deal. Well, what's this business going to do for me? Because 6 years of this has proven that a corporation oversees any of the fans and what they want for a football team to go out there and play. And we can blame it all on Bill O'Brien or whatever, but I think it starts with the owner to get somebody in if he cares about the team in this city that gives so much of their heart to this team. Just like Dallas, well, USA Jerry Jones is all involved in everything or whatever. Well, this coach needs to, this owner, I've never seen him hardly on the sideline. He was just like, well, okay.
He goes before the game, to be fair. He does go before the game.
But his basic point is they don't care.
Yeah,
I mean, and I don't think that's a unique opinion. You know, our job is to give the pulse of the city. We take a lot of pride in that. That opinion that Kirk just gave, and we appreciate your call, Kirk. Cal McNair hasn't been doing this very long. He's only been doing it for a couple of years. I like Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Cal seems like a good dude, but he's starting to get questioned with Bill O'Brien because Bill O'Brien's approval rating has been low. It was low before the game against the Chiefs. It's even lower now. And a lot of people feel helpless, and they feel like the only person who can take that next step is Cal McNair, Jack Easterby, the front office. And again, I just want to say this again, John. The Tennessee Titans won a playoff game 2 years ago in Kansas City with Mike Mularkey.
Yeah.
They fired him right after that. And now look where they are. They increased their ceiling. They didn't sit there and say, oh, we won a playoff game. That's great. No. They increased their ceiling, and they made that decision. So if the Tennessee Titans can do it, why can't the Houston Texans? Let's go to Ricky. Ricky, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Guys, when the defense gives up 51 points, no way you're going to win a football game. The secondary is atrocious, guys. They couldn't stop a school crossing guard.
They're not good. I mean, they're not good, Ricky.
The
defense is bad. I get it, but You also had a situation where you gave them a 30-yard field, which is what the Texans did, and then you gave them a short field once again. Like, you faked a punt and did that. Like, if I would have asked
Andy
you before,
Reed,
Ricky,
Andy Reid agreed with Bill O'Brien on that fake punt. It was not a terrible.
Andy Reid agreed. You thought the fake punt was a good decision.
Special teams was not prepared, man. That was.
Okay, so
special teams, the special teams that got you 14 points early in the game wasn't prepared. The special teams that blocked a punt and scored a touchdown and then forced a fumble on to Tyreek Hill was not prepared.
Saying the defense lost this game.
They gave them a free 14. You gave them a short field twice. How many points did you think the Chiefs were going to score? Like, honestly, how many points did you think the Chiefs were going to score?
If you had a brain in your head, you knew this was going to be a high scoring
game. And what do you expect from this defense? Yes, the defense is a problem, but it's not the problem.
If you think they lost because of the defense, I can't help you. They gave them short field just like they gave the Texans a short field.
DeAndre Carter fumbled, and then you had the fake punt. You gave them a short field. You gave them back the momentum that they'd given
they
you.
They also scored, on that kickoff, that muff, that became a 5-yard drive. Even if you say, you know what, I do think it was a defense. 51 is inexcusable. Hey. No one's going to say 51
Romeo's
points.
Romeo's gone. No, we know that.
No one is going to say 51 points is excusable. But this didn't come down to what the defense did or didn't do. It came down to the decision-making that Bill O'Brien made. Those were the deciding factors in this game. I don't know what to tell you if you don't see that.
scored 7 points in the second half.
Yeah.
After you were up
less than 100 yards for much of the third.
Texans weren't ready for a shootout. You knew this was going to be a shootout. It's the Chiefs. You know what your defense is. Like, yes, Romeo Crennel's gone, but the offense wasn't ready. They were not ready. They did not take advantage of their opportunities. Let's go to Dale. Dale, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, can y'all hear me, guys?
Yes, sir. Go for it.
Okay, we can boil this whole Bill O'Brien thing down to one issue, and I haven't heard it discussed yet. I told my wife after that game, I said, if Bill O'Brien has a job Monday morning, we're going to have to assume that he has a safety deposit box full of pictures that the McNair family doesn't want anyone to see.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Nobody's talking about that.
Drop that line out there. If you believe that Bill O'Brien is not the problem, why? What evidence do you have that Bill O'Brien is not the problem? I'm willing to say, you know what, you're right.
You watch.
Don't tell me it was the defense yesterday. The defense outperformed its, you know, where it belonged, you know, for large parts of the season.
Look, if the Texans go out there, it's not all or nothing here, but you have to watch the way the game unfolds. If the Texans are up 24-7 and instead of faking the punt, they punt and the Chiefs just outduel them and the Chiefs offense just outshines the Texans offense and it results in a shootout and we're still talking about 24-0, then I'm probably not here being as harsh on Bill O'Brien as I am.
Right.
But based on what happened, based on his line of thinking, based on what we've seen, based on the fact that every team in the division since Bill O'Brien's been coach except the Texans has been to the AFC Championship, it's right in front of you. Like, it's right in front of you. We can be naive. We can sit here and we can dog paddle around in the kiddie pool and sit here and act like there's other stuff. Nobody's saying that Bill O'Brien's 100% responsible. When you lose like that, there's plenty of blame to go around. You can blame the defense, yes. Regardless of how you feel about the personnel, you can blame them. But at the end of the day, that game turned when Bill O'Brien decided to kick the field goal and then decided to fake the punt.
Right.
That was right there. And it's not like a hindsight thing. It's not like in hindsight.
Oh, no.
You could feel the life sucked out of the Texans as soon as they made that decision. I know Clint had no problem with it. I did. And the reason I did is because right before that, on a 4th-and-1 from the 14-yard line, you kicked a field goal. So your mindset is inconsistent. There's no consistency to your mindset. Are you going aggressive? Are you going gutless? Because there was a gutless decision to kick the field goal on 4th-and-1, and then there was a foolish, aggressive decision to give the Chiefs the ball on a short field when you were up 3 possessions, and they never looked back. 41 unanswered points, and now I'm stuck here with John Lopez sitting here talking about the same old Texans. 24 hours after, I thought they had a golden opportunity to host the old Oilers right there at NRG. That's just the situation I'm dealt with, and you know what? I'm sick and tired of it, John.
You should be. They can't do it. He's not the guy for the job unless the job is, you know, filling the stadium, winning some games, you know, hovering a little bit above 500 and exiting at best in the divisional round. He's the job for you right there. He talks about the almost team. That's a famous quote, you know, from the Hard Knocks that they did here. What was it, 2016, 2015, something like that?
Whatever.
He's the almost coach.
Is he?
He's the almost coach.
I mean, what's almost?
You know, John, I'll be honest with you. Like,
they're almost, you know.
They're almost in the AFC Championship?
They're,
is that really
they're almost an elite-level team. And they've consistently almost been an elite-level team. They're almost a really good offense. He almost makes the right decision.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on In the Loop. I'm depressed. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I think it's just time to part ways with O'Brien. He's had 6 years to get this thing right. He comes out there, lays an egg again. I could take it if we lost by a touchdown or even a field goal or 1 or 2 points. But to have a 50-point swing after a 24-point lead is just unacceptable. The owner has got to have the guts to get rid of this guy. I think we need someone younger in there that can keep up with the tempo and the changes and the evolution of the direction that this game is going. Like, you know, San Francisco's offensive coordinator, Green Bay's offensive coordinator. We got to get somebody in here that can make some things happen.
I mean, the people are just as frustrated. That's why I said I don't think he can recover from this, just in terms of where – what people think.
I mean,
think
he
of him.
Could recover. I just don't think he's capable of doing what's necessary to recover.
You go 12-4 and get to the divisional round next year. You feeling good about this team?
No. I'm not.
Because of him.
I'm not.
Every other way. You know what? Who could feel better about – how many cities in this league feel as good about their quarterback as Houston does? Not many.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he comes out and says that he's going to play hard for B.O.B., I never expect anything different from Deshaun Watson. He's going to play hard for anybody. Let's go to Brooke. Brooke, you're on In the Loop. I'm Reaction Monday. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be a loophole. You guys said everything I want to hear this morning. I felt so bad about the game, and y'all saying everything the way I felt about it. One thing, Bill O'Brien, everybody calling for your shot, I'm ready with that. I'm going with that. Let's go fire his ass. But offensive coordinator, they need offensive coordinator, and Romeo Cannoli to go ahead and retire. That will make me even a lot better. I love your show, and keep up the good work, guys.
Appreciate you,
Brooke. And I think Romeo's going to retire.
Romeo's gone, but they need a new offensive coordinator. That's the thing. Like, they need a new offensive coordinator, too. I mean, this was not a top 10 offense, John. That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not good. You averaged the exact same amount of yards, exact same amount of passing yards, one less rushing yard with all the personnel, and you faced better defenses last year. That's not good. So there's oftentimes when fans feel trapped with a coach, there's always a scapegoat.
Right.
They need two new coordinators next year. Under the assumption that Bill O'Brien's going to be back, and I think that's a safe assumption to make. We all feel that way. They need two new coordinators. And I do not want to hear about Tim Kelly. I don't want to hear about a guy that's been following Bill O'Brien around since he was basically an intern. I want somebody else. I want somebody on the outside. You can still be a walk-around coach. You can do whatever you got to do. But they need two new coordinators. If you truly are evaluating things fairly, they need two new coordinators, John. It has to happen.
Basically,
it has to, man. It has to.
And here's the other part of it, as you well know. You gave him you opened the checkbook, basically, and said, what do you want? You made him general manager, although officially I guess we're still not saying that. Bizarre in its own right. And as general manager, he went and gave up two first-round picks and a second for Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills. Helped the offense, man. That's his deal. He went and traded a third for Duke Johnson. Helped the offense. That's what he's all about. A third for I forget, was it Garion Conley, one of those. A sixth for Crossan. Traded for Carlos Hyde. On and on and on. Everything he did was to bolster the offense.
Except Conley, if you count
except
that.
Except Conley. Everything he did was to bolster the offense. And the offense flopped under him.
And it's crazy. I mean, we're sitting there talking about the Chiefs and how aggressive they've been. Bill O'Brien leading up to the week is talking about going forward on fourth down and we got to be ready to go. And you iced it on fourth down against Kansas City. And then all of a sudden you're going for the kill. You're up 24. You're on their 14-yard line. It's fourth and one. You're moving the rock. You scored a touchdown for the first time with Deshaun Watson on the opening drive and you decide to kick a field goal. You decide to kick a field goal and then shortly after that you fake a punt. What in the hell are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, what is the mindset? What in the hell are we doing here? I mean, that was absolutely inexcusable. And there's a lot of people fed up. I'm fed up, but he's not going anywhere. I just need new coordinators.
Can I interest you in a stat?
Always.
Since Bill O'Brien was hired by the Houston Texans in 2014, 21 other NFL teams have hired coaches. Eight of them have gone to the conference championship or Super Bowl.
That's a stat. It's a stat. Again, the Titans won a playoff game 2 years ago. They went to Kansas City. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
They won. They fired their coach. Where are they at now?
That's an incredible stat.
In the AFC title. Say it one more time.
I'm double-checking my math. Actually, it's only 20. So 8 out of 20 new coaches since Bill O'Brien was hired have been to the conference championship or Super Bowl.
Go to Ocho. Ocho, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
All I need to say, guys, is what I saw yesterday was unacceptable. 24-0, we should be talking about AFC Championship in Houston. And I got one word, unacceptable. That's all I'm going to say. And one message to Cal McNair. Step out of your dad's shadows and have the balls to give what this city needs. Change, accountability, and stop stealing from the fans and make this right. Unacceptable.
Man, that's a reaction right there. We'll keep those going. 713-572-4610.
I got some chills from that one.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel the love for the team. See, that's the thing. I mean, it's like fans love this team. They want it to be successful. They want to be able to experience that AFC championship game experience.
I think that's what's frustrating is that this team's very likable.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad. I legit feel bad for the players.
I mean, that Carmine, he loved this squad.
He loves the squad, and they're a lovable squad outside of one name. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. It is Reaction Monday. As bad as it was on the field, the display at the podium was worse by Bill O'Brien. I'm going to try to gather myself. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to woo-saw. And then we're going to react to Bill O'Brien in-game and Bill O'Brien at the podium. That's next.
How's that for an answer?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.